We're looking at Psalm 132 today, verses 4 and 5. I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. I will not give sleep to my eyes, nor slumber to my eyelids, until I find out a place for the Lord, a habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. The Message says I'm not going to sleep or even take time to rest until I find a home for God, a house for the strong God of Jacob. And verse 9 says, let thy priest be clothed with righteousness, and let the saint shout for joy. Interesting. I read, I don't know how many times, to try to get a definitive answer of who wrote this psalm. Some say it was David, because he had a yearning in his heart to build a house, a temple for the Lord. Some say it wasn't David, it was Solomon, because he was the one who actually did carry out the orders that God gave David to build the tabernacle for the Lord. And others say that just a psalmist wrote it. And I say, it's for anybody. Anybody can take it and claim it as their psalm, because that's how I feel. I don't want to give rest until I have found a home in my heart for the Lord. Amen. Searching for Him, welcoming Him, giving Him hospitality in my own heart. So we're going to claim it for ourselves. Verse 9 I thought was very interesting, because as Christians, as New Testament believers, we become believer priests. That's what we are. That's what the Bible says we are. We're believer priests. And it says, let thy priest be clothed with righteousness, and let the saint shout for joy. To be clothed means to be wrapped around, to put a garment on, to be arrayed. And the neat thing is, this isn't something we do with our own hands. God does it for us. Jesus made that righteousness for us. Hi, Skip. Good to see you. Amen. Jesus does it. He puts His righteousness on us as a garment. All we have to do is receive it. We don't have to work for it. All we have to do is believe Him and receive. And then it says that the saints are going to shout for joy. It means to creak, to shout, to rejoice, to be joyful in triumph. And that's exactly what we can be. And that's what happens to us when we make our hearts a habitation for the Lord. When we let Him in, He wants to live in us. That's really neat. That's sometimes I don't like me. You didn't meet up to your own standards, right? Let alone God's. Well, He wants to come in. He receives us and accepts us. He knows all about us. He knows our failings, our shortcomings, etc. And He still wants to come in and make a home in our hearts. Because as He does, then His righteousness is all about us. And we need to see ourselves as He sees us. I'm going to be preaching in a minute. But instead, let's stand. And we're going to say this out of a different translation this morning. This is Sherry's translation.
What do you mean in a minute? It's good preaching.
So this is how I saw this psalm, to apply it to myself, and you can see it to apply it to yourself. Oh God, my God, please help me as I give myself to making a home in my heart for You. Help me to fellowship You frequently during the day and meditate on You during the night. I want to do this so that You will know that You always have a special home in my heart. And do this, I will know You and cover me with Your righteousness. I will then sing and shout for joy. Amen. Is there a hallelujah in there?
Yeah.